We got so many vets down this way, the diner might as well declare itself a VFW South End Auxiliary. Since most of them are vintage car guys too, they might as well hold their own annual 4th of July parade this year from the Camino Head to the Elder Bay store. Two-Toke Tom served in Vietnam and now is pretty much anti-every war. Jimmy Z, who's old enough to be Tom's old man, fought the Japanese in World War II. Tom thinks Jimmy's still fighting him, and maybe so, but I noticed Jimmy driving a Toyota pickup now, even though he swore for 60 years he'd never buy a Jap car. Baghdad Bill fought in the Second Iraq War, and Big Larry just got back 2 years ago from Afghanistan. Jerry spent a year in Korea, and Frost bit a couple of fingers he wishes he had back, but he can still play a mean guitar. We even got Crazy Eddie, who liberated Grenada, but we're missing Somalia and Panama and Bosnia. With all the newcomers rolling in, we may cover those too, eventually. Sometimes the boys argue among themselves about those wars and sacrifice and what patriotism really means at the Friday night poker game we've been running since 1986 down at the Marina and Bait Shop. $2 limit on bets, no limit on alcohol. The pots don't do much damage, but single nettle daddle distillery moonshine sometimes does. I sit in with these war-hardened patriots most Fridays and serve as their patsy and their referee, the one who never served in peacetime. Or what Two-Toke calls a draft-dodging, student-deferred, flag-burning, summer-of-love hippie protester. He takes great joy in telling me I would have loved the smell of napalm in the morning. Jimmy Z chimes in how his one platoon could have won Vietnam single-handed, although Jimmy never tells us about Iwo Jima. But he's the one who puts a liver-spotted hand on Bill's arm whenever Bill gets overwhelmed by memories of buddies lost in the Humvee blown off the road to the airport in Baghdad. We fought too many wars, I think, before realizing I've said it out loud. I see by their pinched lips and averted eyes I won't get an argument tonight. Patriotism comes in all uniforms, even no uniform at all. Big Larry finally breaks the swelling silence, pushes a handful of quarters into the pot and says, real quiet, "I'll raise you a buck, Skeeter. I need to see what you got in that hand."